This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Lindy, haven't had the opportunity to ask you this since the alternate captains were announced, but I'm curious, when it comes to Matias Samuelsson, what about him has really stood out to you and has helped him emerge as a leader in that room?
Well, there's a lot. His passion for the way he practices, passion the way he plays the game. He wants to win. I think he's a player that when he's on the ice will do anything to try to win a hockey game and wants to be part of a winning hockey club.
Front right.
Lindy, I know you were asked yesterday about UPL and you said you're still getting to know his game and getting to know him. Here's a guy who's bounced, he's come up. Like, he was drafted in 2017 and he's played in Finland in the ECHL, the AHL. He's gone through every step. What does that tell you about what he might be now as a 25-year-old with 100 games under his belt in the NHL?
Well, I think what you've mentioned is a guy that has desire to keep getting better and hasn't had the easy road, that has to improve at every level, has to, you know, earn every step of the way, and I think he has. I think last year, you know, he pushed through in the second half of the year and had a really good series of games to that point. I mean, NHL experience-wise, he's still on the relatively thin side, but from where he came from to where he's at just tells you that he keeps working on his game.
Left side, front row.
Lindy, I know improving the power play was, you know, a big focus coming into camp. I'm curious, as you've worked on it more, what you've seen in terms of the buy-in from the guys with the changes you're trying to make.
The buy-in has been excellent. Obviously, we're trying some different schemes. The fact that we really believe we have two good units and each one can operate at a high level. So at the same time, you know, it's trying to generate different types of opportunities probably than they're used to generating. But from day one, they've been engaged. They've had their thoughts, the meetings. We're going to have further meetings today. They like where we're at. We like where we're at. And just got to continue to work at it.
Right side, second row.
Alex Tuch had spoken in Munich about using this week to ramp up systems and work on some of the technical stuff. I'm just wondering, as you get ready to start, what the points of emphasis have been for you, what the team has to be better at as you come out of the gate here.
Giving up big chances is number one. Don't give up big chances. Don't give up odd number chances. Some of that is system related. Some of that is effort related. Some of it is detail related. We obviously want our defense involved in our offense. So part of that is making sure that when a defenseman is involved, that we have somebody that's replacing him at the point until, you know, he's back in proper position. So those are probably the big key areas that we're working on right off the bat.
Left side, second row.
Hey, Coach, because we are in Czechia, I would like to ask you, how would you describe your current relationship with one of your former Czech players, Václav Radia, and have you ever tried to make him one of your assistants in the past?
I've got a really good relationship with Václav. Václav spent some time with us at our camp in New Jersey last year, and I know he's had good success here coaching over here. So, have I ever? No, he's never asked. but I think he's really worked hard at becoming a real good coach. And I feel that the fact that at one time came to Dallas for a camp we had there when I was with the Dallas Stars, and then last year he came to a camp in New Jersey. He's continually trying to learn and elevate and take what, you know, other coaches do. Similar to, you know, what I've done, where, you know, even my job in New York, where I'm working with AV and Scott O'Neill, and you just try to progress, try to get better at what you do.
Right side, first row.
Two questions for you. Do you like the dress and drive? Because this was a literal dress and drive here. And to be in the building where you're going to open the season finally, what does that, you know, mean to you at least?
Well, dress and drive for me is, you know, it's part of what we do because buildings are so busy. And to save on what trainers, you know, the amount of work that they have to do if they go from building to building to just, you know, call this home, put your equipment on, and then get set up here for the next 2 or 3 days. It's a lot of that is for them. I don't mind it at all. I don't think the players mind it. I didn't hear anybody complaining, and it's part of where we're at.
We'll take two more for Coach. Left side, third row.
It was answered right now.
Okay. Take one more for Coach. Right side, third row.
Following up on the question about systems, does this different kind of preseason, having all of this time as practices instead of getting some of these guys a chance to play in the game, does that make it easier, harder to kind of implement and work on the stuff that you said you needed to work on?
I look at it that we made a decision early in camp to put our group together, but we did make a decision that everybody would practice the same, would see the same video, would see video from our practices from day one. So, you know, that group that's playing back in North America has played well, have seen everything that we have seen going into camp, going into hockey games. And system related, I think, you know, every coach or every coaching staff has a belief in how you're going to play certain situations, and we feel that this will be the best way. We just want to get really good at what we do. Are we going to make mistakes? For sure. Have we made some mistakes along the way? We have. But I even think in the three games we've been together, our play away from the puck, and I look at our last game, I felt we had a team that really played hard, that knew how to play on that ice, that got themselves in good position, that we had to try to break them down. And at the same time, not give up big opportunities. So system-wise, we're going to just continue to work on it. Players have questions. We went through some of those questions again this morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you.